Thank you so much, Chair. Can I start thanking you for the nice words that you said about the program? And I agree that the more briefing sessions is a good idea, especially on the data governance issues, the Global Digital Compact. We take this on board. I think we did a session on the Global Digital Compact a few months ago, but I think now it's about to be, I mean, negotiations will be starting soon, so we will definitely take this on board, you know, briefing the Geneva delegates. And I think it's extremely important that Geneva delegates liaise well with New York, because the Global Digital Compact will be negotiated there, then it will be moved on to the summit of the future. And as you well know, many of the expertise on these issues are in Geneva, including our member states, you know, including the missions. And this is very important that you provide your feedback to the New York processes, because here is basically the technology hub is in Geneva. Definitely, this is a very, very good point. Now, I think you also mentioned the Asikuda and whether the AI systems are being used. Asikuda has begun recently to use AI systems. I mean, simply because there's been, you know, we have been in countries for 30-something years, so there's a massive amount of data is there. And, you know, so it's writing algorithm and looking at patterns is, you know, pattern detection is possible with the amount of data we have. And these are good for, we find that the early AI developments are good for, especially for risk management issues, so that everybody, you know, the customs officials don't have to open every single container that comes through their countries, because, you know, there's some much better predictions are given with the AI systems. And also when it comes to the accuracy of customs collections and, you know, all sorts of forms of accuracy. Now, you also ask about the blockchains, and I think this is something also Asikuda has been looking into, to using blockchains in the Asikuda functions. I mean, yes, theoretically, yes, can be done, but countries need enormous amount of very sophisticated infrastructure, IT, you know, the ICT infrastructure, including very fast network connections and, you know, functioning connections, and that the networks don't break down. So this is a concern we have, because as you can see, we are in 39 LDCs, and we are in, you know, many of our countries are LDCs, 38 LDCs, 23 LDCs, 41 SIDs, and many of these countries don't have that, the critical prerequisite infrastructure to run, you know, blockchains. But the potential, as you saw in this the seminar that we had, is potential for development is immense. Now, when it comes to Cambodia, I mean, yes, Cambodia, thank you so much for the nice words. I'm also happy to say, as another connection, Asikuda is working in Cambodia to automate the post offices and to bring the express couriers, because that's where the e-commerce happens, the small parcels coming into countries. And we have two pilots that we are doing on post offices and express couriers, and one in Cambodia and one in Sri Lanka. They are coming to a completion, and that can be then taken to the rest of the world. So I want to thank Cambodia for being the pilot for that work, because that is to facilitate e-commerce. That's growing really very fast, and especially in, you know, in your part of the world. I think it's, I am very happy that you remember the name of the commission, please. I think, you know, this is not some big deal, because we can provide you with the TOR of this commission. The TOR of this commission has technology. It's very clearly says that this commission will look at the issues of technology, but the commission doesn't have the name technology. I have never figured this out myself. You know, there are certain things in the UN that you never understand, how they, you know, the accidents happen and they never change. But we have the next a conference, and changing the commission's name is probably one of the easiest things you can do. You know, there's no much, I don't think there's going to be any debate on, you know, having technology or innovation included in the name of this commission. So thank you for remembering that, and I think this is a good move. And the funding is a real issue. I fully agree, because much of the funds that we get for our e-commerce and the digital economy program is in a way ring-fenced for LDCs. I mean, yes, I understand, you know, least developing countries are in need of a lot of our services. But in these halls, I have been said again and again, the e-commerce, the difficulties of engaging in the e-commerce and the digital economy is a common issue for all developing countries, and I fully agree. But that's the way it is, and I think you're sitting next to our colleague from EU. Maybe you can have a conversation to see what needs to be done after the e-trade readiness is done, how it can be taken forward. Our advice is to many of the countries that we are engaging not to stop at the e-trade readiness assessment, because the readiness assessment is just a diagnostics. It tells you where more work is necessary. I think with that momentum that you have built, developing the e-commerce readiness assessment, because it's an entire whole of a government approach, and you have the committee on the trade, you know, the e-commerce committee being created by with all the government agencies, the private sector, regulators, the central bank, everybody in it. I think its momentum should not be lost. I think it's very important you go into the developing the national e-commerce strategy with that momentum. But this is funding is a real issue. And I just want to let you know, I think we might, it's just not 100% sure. Our next e-week could very well be in your part of the world, in GRULAC. And we are talking with our regional commission, ECLAC. And it would be so nice to showcase the work of Trinidad and Tobago of taking forward the e-commerce and the digital economy work. And yes, for any support you want from us on the WTO front, and we are ready to support you. So this is, please also note that. And with the WTO and other agencies, WTO, OECD, IMF, and the World Bank, we also issued a report on e-commerce for development. And you can see it's a very much looking at the development dimension of e-commerce, because e-commerce is, yes, it has a trade element, but it also has a massive development dimension. So please take a look, because it also has policy guidance for countries. You know, what are the areas that they need to strengthen as they go forward? Thank you, Chair. Thank you so much.